let's talk to Dave Darney from the Blue Room about Marco Silva coming in as the new Everton manager. And Dave, you've been the man championing Marco Silva for the last 6 months.
Yeah, I feel like he's been here longer than just starting today, Matt, to be honest with you, the amount of talk that I've gone on about Marco Silva.
Well, how pleased are you that it's finally been put over the line then?
I'm delighted personally, because I think that there's a lot of sort of misinformation that goes on about Marco Silva. Maybe not misinformation, because I think the facts are there to see, the record he's got, and it is under scrutiny. I think it always will be whilst he's at Everton, and when the team are not picking up results, it remains to be seen how heavy that scrutiny becomes. But I think he's a really talented, young, hungry manager who knows how to get the best out of players, and I think that's someone Everton have desperately needed, you could argue, for nearly 18 months now. Because I think they're a team just bereft of any confidence, any sort of momentum building. And you've got players who are just at sixes and sevens with both themselves and each other in this side. And I think he's somebody, if you listen to what former players who've worked under him have had to say, they have a glowing reputation, a glowing reference of Marco Silva and how he sort of conjures up these ideas and really, you know, creates an atmosphere that everybody can get behind at the football club. So that's the reason I'm excited by it. I can understand why people may be cautious looking at this, just simply because his record at Hull and Watford aren't great, and obviously he's got a questionable record abroad as well. He had that fantastic time at Estoril where he got them promoted and won divisions with them. But I think that he's the right man to come in right now for Everton, who need desperately a man manager who can really kick this team on.
It's not that record at Hull or Watford that would worry me, Dave. It's the fact that when a chance to leave Hull to a bigger club came along, he took it as quickly as possible. And when Everton wanted him when he was at Watford, he tried to engineer a move there. What's to say that if he doesn't have a really good 6 to 9 month start in his tenure at Everton, that one of the big European clubs will come calling and he'd try to jump ship once again?
Well, no, I completely understand that reservation, Matt, and it's a perfectly valid point and a good point to make. But I would say the key words that I pick up on what you just said there are if he does well, if he has a good time at Everton, because that would mean that we're in a position that we could then go and attract, if the worst comes to the worst and he did leave, we're in a position to attract a far higher caliber of manager than the ones we've been shopping around for in the likes of Sam Allardyce and others who've been mooted to be in with a chance of getting the job in recent months. It's sort of the same concern I have with Ronald Koeman, really. Obviously, he come with a stellar reputation, both as a world-class footballer, but also a growing reputation as a manager for what he did to the likes of Valencia and then Southampton. And people were saying, well, his destination is Barcelona. He's desperate for the Barcelona job. Well, that may be the case, but you've got to prove your pedigree that you're good enough to get to Barcelona. And I think if, in Marco Silva's case, if he's good enough that a team comes in 9 months down the line, let's say a season into his tenure at Everton, and somebody like a top six side are looking at him and making a serious approach and he wants to go there, then he will have done a miraculous job at Everton, I would think, to have earned that sort of reputation with a top six side or a big side abroad. So it goes hand in hand, I think, with being successful in modern football anyway. If you do well, then the big boys are going to come sniffing, and it'll be a test if it happens. Of course, it's all hypothetical, but if he does do well, it'll be a big test of Farhad Moshiri's resolve to keep hold of him. And clearly, I think the discussions will have been beforehand when they've hired him that he needs to stick this out. He's got a reputation for up and sticks, like you said, at the earliest possible time when a bigger club comes in for him. I think that the conversation that would have taken place would have been to get those assurances from him that he's at least going to see out this 3 years, obviously providing that he's successful in doing so. So it's not much of a concern for me, but like I say, Matt, I completely get people's reservations. He's not without his flaws, but I think it's a fantastic appointment for us nonetheless.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Matt Jones here, and I'm speaking to Dave Darney from the Blue Room about Marco Silva coming in as the new Everton manager. What are the targets for next year then, after the 12 months that Everton have just had?
I think it's difficult to put a sort of tangible place on it, Matt, because I think what you've got now, right now, if we sort of take that Marco Silva's been unveiled as the new manager out of things, is a football club that's really suffered, and one that has been so disconnected from its fan base it's almost felt palpable. I mean, going to that last game of the season, the last home game of the season against Southampton and then away at West Ham, it hit fever pitch, the apathy that people have for this football club. So, number one, I would say I'd like to see the Everton Football Club that I fell in love with and continue to love all over those years. I'd like to see that back. I'd like to see something that us as fans can relate to and be able to enjoy the match-going experience again, being able to enjoy going away with the club and thinking we have a chance of winning games, because that away record's appalling. And that's one of the things as well. I think he's got a big job to do, a big challenge, is to get this team ready and able to play away from home, because some of the performances I witnessed last season truly were abysmal and they embarrassed the football club. So I'd say that first and foremost. In regards to a league position, I think if he gets us back in Europe in his first year, I think that would be considered a good season. A lot of this is dependent on what they do in the summer, what players leave. You'd expect quite the cull to happen, given how poor some of them have been last year. And then you'd expect a few new faces as well. So I'd like to see us back in Europe as soon as possible. And then people talk about a cup run. I think with it being 23 years since we last won a trophy, it's a cup win nowadays. So to see us at Wembley going for a cup would be fantastic. And I put that over any league position, Matt. If you give me 17th place and us to win a League Cup, I think I'd take that as a fan, because it's been far too long since I've had that winning feeling of winning a bit of silverware.
No pressure at all then, Marco. Just very quickly, finally, Dave, how important is it that they've got this done so quickly? At the end of the season, only a couple of weeks ago, Allardyce only left less than a couple of weeks ago, but already this has been completed.
Yeah, I think, you know what's funny about that, Matt? I think some fans would say we haven't acted quick at all, given the fact that I think the writing was on the wall for Allardyce for quite some time. I think that we've got somebody in place now who can go and attack the transfer market probably before the World Cup starts. The window's already open. We know it closes early as well. It's going to be really difficult to buy players during the World Cup. So to get it done now and have at least a couple of weeks to get our sort of lay down the markers in terms of what we want to do with transfers, I think that's really important. So, yeah, it's a really positive day for the football club, and now I'm really excited to see what happens next with the recruitment.
It's going to be an exciting summer, Dave. Thanks for your time, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.